We're with Jason Perkins in a big room full of beer. There are about 1,500 cases of beer and another 500 or so kegs in the so-called cold room at Allagash Brewing Company in Portland, Maine. The final stop for Allagash products before they leave the brewery, this is where they're stored for distribution. Allagash is known for its Belgian-style ales, an approach to brewing that's uncommon in the United States. Perkins, a member of the Bates College class of 1997, is the brewmaster at Allagash.
Yeah, we have a deal with Jim Beam where we get barrels from them freshly emptied. It's a fortunate situation where, by law, bourbon distilleries are not allowed to use a barrel more than once. It's kind of an old law, 100-year-old law, where barrels can only be used once for them to call it bourbon. So they have a plethora of barrels left over, and so we've been able to get some from them over the years.
So you're helping them with their recycling?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And then the barrels, once we use them here, we will reuse them for various beer styles. But we also, once we're done with use here, most of them go to a farm store up near where my home in North Yarmouth, where they are used as planters or rain barrels.
Allagash ages one of its signature products, an ale called Curio, spelled like the French word for curious, in the barrels for 8 weeks. The barrels impart vanilla, coconut, and of course, bourbon flavor notes to the brew. Elsewhere in the plant, Allagash brews its ales in repurposed milk storage tanks and even a 2,700-gallon oak tank that came from the renowned Bonnie Doon Winery in California. That's recycling with a capital R. But the company, Perkins explains, is environmentally sustainable in other ways, too.
I think the brewing industry, as compared to other industries, is a very green industry, both in just the way, you know, we luckily don't produce toxins or anything like that as an industry, but also I think people who typically are involved in brewing, especially craft brewing, tend to be people who are concerned about being green. That being said, I think that Allagash has really made a lot of efforts recently. We actually have a group here at the brewery. We have a couple teams set up that focus on different projects, and we have a team that is more or less focused exclusively on sustainability and efficiency, because they to some degree go hand in hand for us. So, you know, all of our grain and process waste, it still has nutritional quality to it. So that can be grain, it can be hops, protein that's produced throughout the brewing process, yeast. All that stuff is side-streamed and sent to farmers for either feed or for land application. We have a pretty progressive water savings program here. Also, pretty progressive chemical program where we make sure that to buffer all our chemicals before they go down the drain.
In the state of Maine, breweries have to rely on supplies that are shipped long distance.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we're really striving to do more of. We're a little bit in an unfortunate situation, whereas the majority of brewing ingredients are not made locally. Historically, there were some hop growers in New England historically, but many years ago, an infestation just really blew out the crop. It's never really come back. So hop typically come from the West Coast, from the Pacific Northwest, and grain comes from the Midwest and in Canada predominantly. There is some barley being grown in northern Maine, and I've been working with some growers to try to get some of that to us. The difficult part of that is that for us to use grain, it needs to be malted, and the malting facilities are once again in the Midwest and in Canada. So it's something we're working on for sure. We were able to get some local hops last year, and we're going to get some more again this year, not in large quantities, but enough that we could use some. Anytime we're looking at a new ingredient to use in a beer, first thing we do is look to see if we can source it locally.
The company belongs to the organization called Portland Buy Local, dedicated to supporting Greater Portland's economy by keeping dollars in the area. Perkins explains that a particular Allagash program is also doing some good locally.
Luckily, Rob Todd, the owner here, has been willing to put forth these efforts to give back to the community. So we have a series of beers, actually, we call our tribute series, where we have four different beers in that vein that get released throughout the year. And a dollar from each one of those bottles is donated to various local organizations.
Organizations benefited by the tribute series of ales include the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, better known by the abbreviation MOFGA. An ale called Hugh Malone Ale benefits MOFGA.
We as a staff here felt really strongly about that organization and what they're doing.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.